part owner? Not we as a law, but we as a community, as a minority people, and as a minority community, the Muslims, as a minority community, have part ownership in this business? It seems to be a thing of the future. There's a member of our community, Hazem Ali, sitting right up in the top of the leadership of that business. We have Nana Ali right up in the top of the leadership of that business. We have Kasim Abdullah, who's working part-time there, but have a future in that business, great future in that business. And if you have qualifications, you can have a future in that business, because as it expands, it's going to be more roads. Even Malayans who are not Muslims have a future in that business if they have qualifications. It's not a racist business. Many different nationalities are in that business. We have equal dignity in a business. We're speaking. But you can't see it. Well, how come we don't get some care, some dividends? That's how come Bilalians can't progress as business people. Just because they got a big business, they think they ought to have a big savings, a big cash savings from the business. Business people don't get big business by having big cash savings. They get big business by trying to expand business and employ more people and produce more goods. We'll never see that business in cash dollars. We'll see that business in the growth of that business and in the number of people it's going to employ from our community and from other poor people communities. That's where we're going to see that. Wake up. You've been made silly, man. This world has made you crazy. Got you thinking that all you need to do is open up a business and then you start piling up money in a bank account. No, you open up business and then you start building up credit to get more money to expand that business. You go into business as a borrower, using the assets that you got to get some money from other people that's got money. So you start off putting money in business and you keep putting money in business and you put money in business forever. If you're successful, the time you stop putting money in business and start piling up for yourself, buddy, doomsday is just around the corner. Isn't it wonderful that if my son don't become an imam like me, or a teacher like me, he has a future in the outer world because we have now opened up the outer world for us. We have now made the changes on our world that have opened up the outer world to us. Isn't it wonderful that now we have a leadership and our children can go to United States Field? They can go to the different colleges, they can go to different hospitals, they can even be president of the United States if they want to, if they can get that high. And again, speaking more closely to home, isn't it wonderful that we have a $1 million project going? The American Possible? And that if my son can't find a job out there and he doesn't have the spiritual inclination that I have, maybe because he's my son. They'll say, well, look, since my son has the skills we want in American Possible, didn't he go to such such college? Didn't he take such such course? We have a place for him. But tell me, ma'am, son, he can come here in American Power. You all don't know how to count either. Ain't no kin to me. That should be enough. It ain't what blood you have in your veins. It's what sweat you have flowing in your head, brother. Yeah. And what skills you have. That's what'll get you somewhere. But what I'm saying is now if we qualify, the door ain't gonna be closed against us because we are black or because we are not wanted. We have opened up the world to us, and we are also building up ourselves so there'll be greater opportunities for ourselves within the work that we are doing ourselves. I know it's getting late. We ain't in Egypt. We crossing the desert. When the bell and the clock says 10 o'clock. On the desert, you go to bed when the work is through. Now, dear beloved brothers and sisters, what we are asking your support for now is not a dream of W.D. Muhammad. I have not dreamed up this idea. This is something that has worked and is now working for many people. It is something very close to what has worked for the Mormons. It's very close to what has worked for Aga Khan and his people. It resembles kind of corporate buying that's being done in America, not by poor people. We don't have the sense, we don't have the unity. It's being done by middle class people, and some of them have money, they're wealthy. Isn't that a shame that America has people buying collectively and getting stuff at wholesale, a little above wholesale pricing, getting that benefit and offsetting us, or beating off the effects of inflation. And they are not poor. They're not the people that really need that. They're middle class. And here we are, poor people that don't have the faith in leadership, the trust that we could place in a person that lead us, to put our collective power behind that person's program and say, we're going to do this. We're in unity with W.D. Muhammad. We're going to trust him with our dollars. We're going to trust him with our economic future. That's all we have to do. Now, you're being watched. You're being watched because you're feared. You're feared. Those people now that are getting that $130 billion spending benefit don't want to see us cut into that. They will put pressure on individuals. They'll put pressure on groups. They'll put pressure on institutions. They'll put pressure on the government. They'll put pressure on the courts. I don't know what extent they'll go to when they see that the medallion is not more going to be economically enslaved or oppressed, that he's going to have his economic dignity and his freedom in this country. I don't know what extent they'll go to. But I'm prepared to take whatever the future holds. Now, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You've got people sitting among you right now in this masjid. And in the masjid outside of this masjid, perhaps you've got many who have been watching us just to report back to let the people know if we are about to advance in any direction. And as soon as they hear we're about to advance in that direction, they are going to move against us. There are people here right now who are going to report what we are saying to let the people know who want to check our progress, to let them know that now they're about to advance, and they are going to plan to check that advance. Allah has power over all things. Allah has not given birth to this leadership and to this community to have it defeated by those devils. By the greedy people of America who have no respect for human dignity, no respect for anything. Allah has not advanced this community and this leadership to have them defeated. Brothers and sisters, it's a very simple thing. But it's the most revolutionizing thing that has ever happened in America among the poor. It was was never possible in America before. Because the people were never united solidly enough. Or if they were united solidly enough, they were never healthy enough in terms of what America required of its citizens. So, the power of the enemy could be used against them. But what enemy powers could come against our legitimate community and its legitimate aspirations? They could not come against us. They could come against Garvey because his was not as sound and as thoroughly put together in a righteous way as this one. They could come against all Elijah Muhammad because it was not accepted by the outer world. There were too many problems with it. They cannot come against this one. The only thing will hold this back is your ignorance, your pettiness, your envy of me, your hatred toward me, your blind hatred. That's the only thing that can hold you back. It ain't gonna hold us back. It's gonna hold you back. Because Allah is our guide and our protector. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, it's a simple program of economic salvation that asks of us to do nothing but trust leadership. I'm not asking you to trust your local imam. I don't trust them. I'm asking you to trust me. And if you will trust me, Allah has shown me. And I say Allah has shown me because whatever good comes to us, it's because of Allah. I didn't have no weird visions, no strange voices came to me. But I know Allah has blessed me with this vision and with the faith to follow it. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we don't want all the complications of the business world. The more you get into their way of doing things, the more opportunity they have to defeat what you're doing. We're not going to do it their way. We're going to do it our way. We know there are many of their little imps, computer people that they have made, placed among us. I should say computerized people. They have been turned into computers. I know that they are here right away to say, okay, chief, now let us vote on this, vote on that. Build a structure. An infrastructure and a super infrastructure. They're going to come up with a lot of plans and suggestions. I don't want any of it. We need a banker. We need this. We need that. I don't want any of it. When we get to the point where I think we need some of it, I'll get it. But right now, I don't need any of it. All I need is you to buy when I say buy. And send your check, and I mean cashier check, or your money order where I say send it. That's all I need. When I say, send your check or your money order, cash your check or your money order to such and such place, you send it there. That's all I need from you. Now, what I need from the local people, the imams that I don't trust, that he's going to follow me 100% for the first time along this road, sure road, toward economic dignity. That's what I want from these men. And if I send him a letter, I call him up and say, Brother Imam, I want you to send to get the people in your community to raise their hands, and I want to see how many there want to get involved in this program. I want you to take the number and send it to me. I want him to be faithful and sincere and send me the exact number. And don't go into those people's personal business asking them, what's your address, what's your phone number? Ask them nothing but what I ask of him, a show of hands. Don't give anybody your telephone number, your address, unless I tell you. Don't tell them where you work or nothing. What they need that information for. Don't give up no private or personal information on yourself to nobody in this community unless I ask it. And believe me, I don't think there have been any occasion for me to ask it. No, I don't need that. All I need is people to support what I'm doing. What I want is your phone number. You call me. Say, brother, I gave you a check for so-and-so and so. You haven't delivered it. And if I don't deliver it, say, brother, I'm turning this over to a lawyer. Yes, that's right. If I don't deliver, send me another message saying, brother, I'm about to turn this over to a lawyer. Got to learn how to pay big prices for big things. I could rush with it, but I think you need time to let that soak in. Do you know we still got imams that's keeping followers by threatening them physically? A following that keeps them with some rent money and food, etc., by threatening them physically. The people are afraid of them. They are a physical menace to the people. Now, you think I'm going to trust a program like this to the imams of this community? I'm not saying all of them are like that. In fact, most of them are not like that. But we have such a problem among imams that this community interest can't be trusted to demand. Haven't grown up that much yet. We're trying. We have some people looking very good. And you better give me hope that soon we're going to have many people in this community without fear. Whether I'm present or not. That's what I work for. That's what I hope to see. And I'm going to stay on everybody that say they represent me. And I'm going to expose you for your wrongs and your weaknesses until you either leave us or get in line and start exemplifying in your own self the kind of behavior and thinking that you see in me. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are most fortunate, and it's because Allah is doing the work for us. We have Brother Gavin, who was present on the Tuesday night when I made this announcement that we were going into collective buying as a way of fighting inflation. Not fighting it. We ain't going to fight inflation, man. We're going to kill inflation. Ain't gonna be no inflation. Have I failed you yet? I'm 5 years, Richard. So I'm president only last 4.
right. We've had some presidents. Only last four. I'm 5 years with you. And you haven't seen me grow weak. You've seen me grow stronger. Beloved brothers and sisters, I now here in Chicago that on Tuesday night, get acquainted Tuesday night, that we are going back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad Islamic program. And we are going to take up collective fire to fight and kill in place. Turn our community of poor from a welfare community and jobless community into an economically thriving community. We're going to do it in this gloomy time of economic life for America. This is the time that it should happen. We're going to do it in this time, dear brothers and sisters. So that when plenty come again, and believe me, material plenty will come again to America. When material plenty comes again to America, we won't have to fear that our men will be tempted to go out and rob the rich or get into unlawful kinds of things, be stealing and selling dope and crime and prostitution. We won't have to fear that because in this trying time, we are going to take advantage of our spiritual development and moral development. We're going to organize this moral and spiritual force behind an economic program that will work. Brothers and sisters, we are about to do a phenomenal thing in America. We are about to do a thing in America that shall write history. Oh, yes. We are about to write history in America. God has evolved us spiritually and religiously. Now we are talking about another evolution, which is all part of this evolution we're in. God will now evolve us upon America's economic soil as a thriving economic community. And all we have to do is use our moral, spiritual cleanliness and soundness and give our individual support to our leadership. And buy when the leadership say buy. And buy in the quantity that you need and not what you want. Don't buy what you want, just buy. Buy what you need. And buy an economic quality. Not a quality that's gonna be a bad financial deal. Don't you know if you buy the cheapest shoe the shoe shop sells, you're buying unwisely? The cheapest shoe is more expensive than a little higher grade. Don't you know if you buy the cheapest food, you're buying unwisely? Because in terms of the benefits you're going to get from that food, the nutrition, the value, nutritional value, and in terms of the health benefits you'll get from it, you are buying unwisely. It's going to give you more health problems, you're going to pay more for hospital bills, and you're going to be physically lacking in the kind of nutrients you need for your health. So don't buy the cheapest food, but don't waste your money on food. Don't buy the cheapest commodity, but don't waste your money on commodities. Get something reasonable. Now, I think we can buy soup that all of us are proud of. Not $60 soup. If you can find a soup for $60 now, you better go get you some work overalls. Because those work overalls will outlast that suit. And it'll look better than that suit in about 2 weeks. The first time the humidity goes up, that suit's gonna go up. And I don't mean go up in value, it's gonna go up your legs. This gonna start drinking, man. Dear beloved people, if we buy our men's suits, start off with something like that. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll find the manufacturer that can give us right from the start everything we need in clothes. Underwear, socks, whatever. But socks are those small things, since they wear out so fast, it'd be best maybe to stay away from those things. We don't know. We're going to search it out and we'll let you know. Say we bought suits, shoes expensive. These are things we don't buy every day. We buy shoes like once or twice a year, at the most. I ain't talking about the crazy. They buy shoes every time they get their check. Go out and get another pair of shoes. If we would do this and follow leadership, what I mean by follow leadership, if I say, brother, how many shoes do you need? You say, well, we're ordering for a 6 month period. Ma'am, I think I need 2 pair dress shoes. I need a pair of knock-around shoes. And a pair of sports shoes. Gym shoes. I might say, okay. But you might need a brother that I know can't afford that much. I might say, brother, I think that's too much. I might say, brother, why not get yourself 1 pair of dress shoes? Knock around and forget about sports shoes. Play with it. Now I might say that. Then you could say, thank you, buddy man, for looking out for me. Yes. And you shouldn't go to no store and pay a high price for shoes. Just so you can have the shoes that I say don't buy. See, oh, you're gonna dictate to us then, brother man. No, I'm asking you right now to accept it. We don't want to dictate. It's only those that accept it. If you don't accept it, we ain't gonna give you 90 days or put you out. You'll just be out of the bargain. You won't get the financial benefits. So I'm not asking to be a dictator. I'm just asking you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be that extreme. But if it's that extreme, you people have to accept that. You don't need all these suits and shoes and clothes. You're just throwing away money. So let us get some quality suits that'll last 2 or 3 years or more. Let's get some decent shoes that we can wear for 2 or 3 years. And let us get some more hard knock-around shoes. They can stay in the rough stuff for at least 1 year. Yeah. We're going to buy for economic dignity. And that means getting away from our past economic ignorance. Yeah. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we start with clothing. We move into appliances. Move into school, appliances, everything that we are spending money on right now. Do you know what's going to happen? You can follow the same course of collective buying. You're talking about using this 100.7 spending power. Brother, this is it. Oh, this is it. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Now, here come the news that little Jab is about. Here come the news that Minister Rahman likes. Although he shouldn't be compared with little Jab, because little Jab didn't need me. Little Jab Gabbert has stood by my side. Brother Gabbert has made it possible for us to buy a new messenger in Houston. A few weeks ago, Brother Gabbert has made it possible for us to save the Kansas City almost better than $1 million property from foreclosure. That would have been lost Friday. Brother Gabbert has made it possible for us to save that property. And Brother Gabbert has supported Sam Holland School. And Brother Gabbert is supporting me. And Brother Gabbert is supporting the poor in this community. And Brother Gabbert wants to see my leadership spread over this earth. Now, I just want to set Rockmont straight in case you got that message. I don't want him thinking that I compared him with Brother Gabbert in any sense other than that he's a businessman and Gabbert is a businessman. Gabbert is a businessman? Mr. Rockmont is a businessman? The Medicine Verlese, what's his name? He's a businessman? We have a lot of those ministers that were back there. I don't call them ministers because they never got into the mind of an exam. Once I see a minister, he can accept at least to have the mentality of any man. I accept to call any, call him a man. But believe me, those, they never really got to the mind of any man. They're still hustlers. Well, we got a program now that'll bring the hustler up. To a dignified tattoo. Back in the community and he gave me over the hookup, I'm inviting all those business-minded ministers who just couldn't make it in the imam office to really enjoy the benefits of this program. Captains, ex-captains, ex-lieutenants, who were so physically oriented get into this religion and grow like we have. You ain't too physicalized for me to accept you. Come on back into the collective buying program. You hang around here long enough, you get a revelation. Before you know it, you'll be speaking Ellis Law. God, he's blessed me with a new tongue. Brothers and sisters, let me go on with this. Say we can get a $35 shoe. You know, $35 retail. Say we can get that shoe for $10. Okay, let's say that. I don't know. I haven't studied it. But I believe get that shoe for $10. All right. We ought to need shoes for everybody that wants these shoes. All right. And that needs these shoes for himself. After we have ordered for everybody, ordered shoes for everybody that needs himself. Shoes for himself. Then, we also take order, partners, from those who want to open the business. They want to sell these shoes. Here is our law. You cannot sell to us. That's like us selling to ourselves. You can't sell to us. We won't buy none of your products. We don't need any of your products. We getting your product for the same price you get. Did you hear that, brother? Did you hear that, sister? What I'm saying is that we're going to have the buying power of a giant corporation. And we are not going to give any preference to anybody. I don't care if they have $1 million or $1 billion. They're not going to buy any Charlie and his money to just help get these fathers in here. He said he got $1 million. That's what he told me that Tuesday night. But Jabber says he came up front. So he said, I have $1 million that I will use to open a letter of credit so you can buy these products. Now, wait a minute, That's not the way we're going to do it. We're not going to open up no letter of credit with his $1 million. We're going to open up a letter of credit with your money that you want to pay for the product. And he gets the goods for the same price you did it. Or I should say, you get them for the same price he's going to get it. He can't sell you these goods because you got them for the same price he got them. All right? Now, you might say, well, suppose some of us brothers want to help you part-time or self-close partner. Suppose we want to. We're going to have an amount set. And if you can come up with that amount, come in. And you will be able to get as a small business. Now I won't say man, hustler. You're going to be able to get these products for the same price as that big rich businessman. So you will be able to go outside, as long as you don't sell anything to us, you will be able to go outside and sell items. That is, if you get a peddler's license. If it's within the law, you'll be able to get things and go outside and sell them to other people. But look, don't think of this small thing. I just said that so you won't be arrested and uncomfortable for the rest of my talk. The big benefits are not going to come that way. Here is where the big benefits are going to come. When we refrigerators I bought. And I'd like to put some of my refrigerators in there, and the brother sold out all his soup. Well, we just stopped selling refrigerators. The people won't think nothing wrong. Because we don't have that stable going for us anyway in our neighborhood. They just take that man off and sit and let him come in. Brothers and sisters, this is a program that's not only going to relieve the bite of inspiration and frankly remove it from our community, it's going to also help the outer community. It's going to help the outer community. Say, if a non-Muslim, say, look, brother, how can I get into this? We know he's a minority, too. He's in the community. He's a suffering minority. Okay. He said, look, brother, you can't get into this. He said, well, what can I do, man? He said, well, I'm a wholesaler. I'll sell to you. He said, how much are you getting a guy? How much take you charge? Brother, for 35. How you like that? Let's see. No hot good. Let's see. He said, well, brother, I'm buying from you all. Can't you see these coming to the outer community to us? They don't have the unity. They don't have the unity. They don't have the cooperation. They don't have the spiritual unification. They don't have it. Shouldn't we be happy that we're in position also to help our brothers and sisters outside? And I'm not talking about blacks. I'm talking about any poor person out there. I don't care what color he is. Shouldn't we help them if they're in our neighborhood? Our whole neighborhood is being strained and burdened, written by crime and everything else, because there's no economic strength or substance in the community. So shouldn't we also want to help him? Well, believe me, it can happen this way. Say it, Brother Jabber. Brother Jabber, he ordered $50,000 in goods. Brother Jabber can sell, he can then compete with those, I don't want to say two because there are others, but I can only say two because that's all I know. They're in everything. Then compete with Jews, Italians, Irishmen, Arabs, I don't care who they are. If they're selling to poor people, he can then compete with them. And he can bring those prices down reasonably so our people, our poor people, gotta get out of talking about our people, black people. Our people are poor people. Our poor people will not be extorted and suppressed. Almost 100%. All praise due to Allah. Looks like about 100% to me. Men and women. That's all we need. That's all we need. Now we're going to set the beginning of this spring, March 1st, as the day for us to have our texting. Money orders in. And in the meantime, I'll be seeking out the persons, the channels that we have to go through and work through, and the way to set up a bank account. We don't want one bank account. We want the bank to be in the region. Don't want one central bank. We want banks in different regions. We want banks on the East Coast, banks on the West Coast, banks in the Midwest, banks in the South, banks in the different areas. And we're going to have the people in those areas send their money to those banks in their areas. And we are going to move that money around in the best interest of the community and in the best interest of the suffering poor people. Yeah.
Allah bless us with success. Assalamu alaikum.
Brothers and sisters, we have some announcements.